This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on job training for workers in the gig economy era. An interesting question came from the audience after watching the organizer in Santa Fe. A gentleman asked what Acorn was doing and what was our thinking about job training programs these days. I basically answered that federal monies were being cut back in job training, but for the most part, there seemed to be a sense that job training programs were lost and ineffective, out of tune with both the modern economy and with the decreased mobility of workers in post-Great Recession periods. I threw something back that was glibber than well thought out, bringing the question back to the problem of what exactly constitutes job training in the gig economy in the coming age of mass scale automation. The question clearly deserves a better answer than I offered, but it also got me thinking about exactly what kind of job training is appropriate in the second decade of the 21st century. How does one train workers in the gig economy? And to what degree do many of these workers need job training at all compared to support and assistance in running what amounts to a small business and self-employment? One of the core characteristics of gig workers is the mobility and adaptability of their job skills and employment assets. Whether they're employees of companies like Uber or independent contractors, under either definition, at the heart of the business model for companies like Uber, Airbnb, and so many other app-based employers, are their hope and prayer that workers do not fully understand their self-interest and that they can pass off the normal cost of business to the workers themselves. There are no employment costs, and workers are ill-trained to evaluate everything from house and car depreciation, insurance of all kinds, including health, auto, home, and workman's compensation, taxes and Social Security, and the list goes on. It may not be a job training program the way my questioner imagined, but to protect and advance gig economy workers, there should be a government-sponsored training program that assists workers in how to navigate these shoals. We all know men and women in these potentially exploitive situations. The number of Uber and Lyft drivers who are barely making minimum wage for their hours worked is legion, and the number that realize that when they first enroll in the program is minuscule. The number of short-term rental people who are unprepared for making the decisions and handling city licensing and personal tax planning is also astronomical. Perhaps if the government and others stepped up to this issue and offered the kind of financial education support needed, these employers would have to get right with their workers, whatever they're called. Perhaps if the government and others did what they also need to do to understand the long-term social and individual impacts that will accrue for payments later, like Social Security and health care payments, they would step up as well. All of these questions need better answers. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.